Greetings once again, geeks and gamers, and welcome to Outright Gaming, a Pathfinder podcast. This is episode number 3, The Goblin with the Dog's Head Tattoo. When we left our adventurers at the end of episode 2, they were still in the midst of fending off the city of Stonehaven's Plaza from a band of goblin raiders. We're going to get plenty more of that in episode 3, but by the end we will be out of this combat encounter. We hope you're getting a pretty good feel about how early level combat mechanics work within the Pathfinder system. So, without further ado, enjoy the game.
And the frustration.
We're going to be killing you and your friends.
What? Now you're from Boston? Pick an accent.
No, I refuse.
You and your friends. Okay, back at the top of the order, which is Spear Goblin. He's disarmed, though.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm not saying anything to what Ud.
He tries to pick up the spear in front of him, which provokes attack of opportunities.
B, you get to attack.
Stop eating your banana and attack that.
Ooh, damn the banana.
Attack him.
Style needs help right now.
You'll badger the...
Peter might need some help.
You're shopping his teeth.
I'm good. I'm good.
Yeah, sure.
Well, Peter's all right.
8.
Plus 9. Oh. Or plus 1, 9.
Plus your strength. 6 from strength. 6. That's a total of plus 7, which is 15.
Okay, so...
minus 2 since you're entangled, he misses.
That entangle.
But Styles can take a swipe at him, too.
What? Is Styles still prone?
Even though
he's
prone.
You can attack while prone.
Oh, really? Okay.
You take a penalty, but you can attack.
Yeah. Hit him, Styles.
Come on, Styles.
Nat 20. Aww.
6.
That's a miss.
Yeah, that's
even,
a miss.
Even with the perk.
Come on.
Even with the perks.
He went...
No, I'm not even...
Don't do it. Don't waste the roll, man.
Oh, wait. Hold on. No, wait, you still missed him.
Yeah, okay.
I forgot that you guys were flanking.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And they both still missed? B-Man too?
Mm-hmm. B-Man would have had a 17, which would have won, but he isn't entangled.
Okay.
So, 15.
Awesome.
Damn your girl.
It's all good. Yeah, your entangle thing maybe not be working as good as we want it to.
Yeah, I know, right?
It's all good. It's all good.
I guess he's trying to pick up that spear.
He succeeds since they both missed.
Yeah.
This fight could have been...
And,
That's cool. Next fight, I ain't doing shit.
Yeah, you gotta do something. Where's your animal?
Actually, there's no one within his range, and he already used his move action, so he can't really do anything.
Yeah. All right. Nice.
Where's this animal?
Awesome. So spear guy's
in
done.
In the middle of a city.
So spear guy's done. He's on his way.
Wait,
I'm just picturing him running through the woods.
It's been
I'm coming,
like,
Master. I'm coming.
It's been like...
I'm on my way.
A minute yet. You know this.
Technically,
right?
Yeah. You're right. So, like, totally right.
Oh, just
he'll get here as soon as we kill the last goblin.
Yeah,
show
that's
up.
What
like,
I
hey,
show
thanks,
up. It'll
dude.
Be like a freaking... It'll be a freaking, like, elephant.
It'll be a T-Rex, yeah.
T-Rexes aren't things that exist.
What?
They exist in the Pathfinder world.
He's going to say what when he shows up.
All right, Spear Goblin.
Spear Goblin wasted his time.
I didn't know.
Now it is Styles's and
Deucalion.
Deucalion's his turn.
Nice.
I just keep wanting to call you Duke Ellington.
Yeah, I like it. I like it.
Duke Ellington.
What are you doing? What are you going to do?
Styles still in front of this guy, right?
And he's prone, though, so he'd have to get
up.
Stand
up. Oh,
damn.
Or, you know...
That's
whatever.
A full action, right? It's trying
stand
to
stand up.
It's a move action.
It's a move. Yeah.
So, I mean, that just use it as your move, or you could...
If you do it, you'd get an attack of opportunity from the knife guy, though, I think. Not the spear guy. I don't think. But definitely the knife guy. Or you can just attack. Maybe you'll kill one of them.
I mean, there's a penalty, but...
There's a penalty. Marls have been poop.
What you gonna do?
Man, he's still got health, though. He's still got 12 right now.
That's pretty good, man.
So,
they haven't been able to do more than what they hit me for 5.
Yeah.
What's the penalty for just attacking?
-4.
-4.
For prone. So you'd have to get a good roll.
You need to roll high. And if you stood up, you take an attack of opportunity, but there...
Then you'd,
chances of missing, but then you wouldn't take that -4 penalty.
Let me let him stand up.
Yeah, all right. Roll.
Knifey guy takes a roll at you.
Uh-huh.
He hits.
Oh, God. No.
So that pretty much ruins his...
Alright, where are you at on this 12?
Well, hold 12, on.
Yeah.
Well, right 12.
Don't worry,
so
knives are weak-ass things.
Yeah, you're nice.
He does 3 damage, though.
You're at 9 now. That's not bad for your badger, dude.
Alright, so he's up. And,
he's up now, so now you can attack
he's up
with
and
him.
At him. What's he? Who's he? You gonna attack?
Yeah.
Pick your target.
Spear guy or the knife guy?
Neither of them have been hit yet. This one is being flanked.
Yeah, I'd go for
Let me go for the flank
one.
Spear guy.
Go for it.
Knock his goblin head off.
11.
11 plus 1.
11 plus 1 from barding, plus 2 from flanking, which is 14. Yeah. And he has to have, I think, some kind of base attack bonus. Base attack bonus at first level for that is a plus 1, so that's 15.
And spear guy's entangled, isn't he?
Spear guy is not entangled. He's the only one who's not.
That's true. Yeah. Okay. He's right on him.
Sorry, I'm trying to look up. If a badger has any strength
on fire at all. I wouldn't think so, man, but...
He's fucking pissed.
Yeah, he's badgery.
Yeah.
Badgers, you've been playing this badgers song. Do get some sort of berserk thing, too, don't they? Or is that West Wolverine? They get hissy. They get a
badger can rage.
Yeah.
He didn't know that, so I'm going to say if you wanted him to start raging, that's fine.
Have him rage.
Yes.
Rage against the styles.
Case, he has another strength on fire, and that means that he hits.
All
right. Woo! What's his damage?
His damage is...
Is 1-4?
I think...
For your badger?
Oh, wait, I did write that down. It's, where the F is it? No, that's my weapon.
Yeah. Badger's probably weak, man.
He probably is.
Wait,
it's in my book, though. Gosh.
Badger, incidentally, the badger can full round.
Oh, really?
Biting two claws.
He's already gotten up though from the prone, so he's taking his move.
So I'm letting you know what that's your awesome. Can do.
Nice.
Okay. Anyway, his bite's his best attack, and that's a D4.
D4. Yeah. Okay. Right. 1D4. Like
strength
D-A-M,
is now. You have a plus 1D4. One strength now, I think, from the
Inspire Courage.
And from Inspire Courage and from raging, he gets a strength bonus.
So that's a 2 damage perk.
Let me see the book real quick.
Oh gosh, both of our hairs.
Predator.
Alright.
I like Predator meets that the Native American dude from that movie. Remember?
Oh, yeah,
He cuts his chest.
Yeah, just came on the other day.
Did it?
Yeah.
I love that, man. Running Man is on Amazon, I think, right now.
Oh, really?
Running Man's also on Netflix.
Oh,
is it?
Yeah.
Holy crap. I know what I'm watching today.
I've been watching
it. Oh, dude, a buddy at work just let me borrow this movie I haven't seen. It's called Abraham Lincoln Vampire.
Oh, it's pretty good, dude.
I remember when that came out. I didn't
see it. It's worth watching. It's fun.
Watch that.
But yeah, Running Man, dude, I love that movie.
Yeah.
Me too.
It's great. It's actually a Stephen King novel when he wasn't Stephen King.
Yeah.
So your strength is now 4 points greater, so it's 14, so that's a plus 2 from strength.
Okay.
Nice. For the badger.
For the badger.
For styles. So it's a plus 4 damage, right?
Mm.
So roll one of these and then add 4 to it. And then kill that damn thing. Oh, max.
Yeah. Nice.
So that's 8 points.
Yeah, like on the yo.
Hey.
Huh? Oh, yeah, you said plus 4 to damage.
Plus 4 to strength.
Not what? Well, yeah, it was.
That's 2 points from strength, then 1 from barding.
Okay. He rolled a 4, so it would be 7 points of damage.
Yeah.
Okay,
I'm trying to figure out where that extra point of damage came.
No, I misheard you.
Okay, that was at Spearman, right?
Yeah.
He's looking kind of rough.
Nice. Let him look rough. He's looking rough.
He is down back. He looks like he's barely holding it together.
Nice.
Styles Rage.
Styles.
That's Styles Rage.
That's a mean old badger.
Yep. Okay. That's it
I don't
for
think
Styles.
I'm going to like him.
He sure is ornery.
Who's up next?
Do I need to move? Or, I can move Deucalion still, right?
Yeah, Deucalion can still make a 5-foot step and attack if he wanted to.
Yeah.
Because he moved back, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually do want to do that.
Boom! Here?
Yeah.
Yep.
Boom!
Was that 2d4 for me?
No, you gotta roll attack.
Oh, I
gotta attack first, buddy.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Yeah, that's right. See?
You just told me that.
You're gonna jinx yourself.
Alright, let's do it.
Come on, we want a big monster of a roll.
20.
Come on!
Glitch died.
Roll it again. Roll the 20 again.
Let me roll yours.
Roll that again to see if you don't drop your weapon or something.
Yeah.
Well, switch dice.
You gotta roll 20 sider.
You're good.
Good.
Okay. Oh, man.
All right,
but you didn't hit him.
Your turn.
You miss badly. Really badly. But you don't, stick your scythe into a wall or something.
I hear the goblin laughing at how terrible of a fighter the druid is.
The goblin's just like...
Cheeky goblin!
That's why I got a badger. That's why I have a badger.
Alright. Okay, so next up on the block. It is the fly's turn.
Alright. Well, I'm gonna just 5 foot step.
Hit him, mysterious one. Hit him.
And
flanking.
Yep. And I'm actually, since Chris is having such bad luck, I'm gonna stunning fist him. Okay.
What's the DC on that save? We'll see if he hit first.
Yeah. You see if you hit him, man.
20!
You hit him!
Oh, rolling again, dude! Rolling again!
9 plus, what's your modifiers?
My modifiers on...
We need to start running.
Strength, isn't it? What's something?
Plus, you have a weapon finesse.
Does he get bard, two, so my bard buff, too?
9, 10, 11, 12, then. That's what it's like.
You don't confirm, but you do hit him.
Yes!
What's the DC on that, Sue? It's like, your monk level. It's like 10 plus your monk level plus, wisdom. Actually, hold on. What am I doing?
It's the wisdom.
So that'd be 14.
Alright, 14?
Yeah. For damage?
He fails. He's stunned.
Nice. I mean, there's no damage that goes with the stunning fist.
Oh, all right. Yeah, certainly. Hit him.
Yeah. Oh, there's damage? Yeah. Good. Yeah, knock his goblin stick face off.
I don't know if I actually... Alright, there we go.
I was like, knocking strength off his head now.
Plus my
strength or dex, whatever one you chose.
I'd choose dex then, is that right?
Well, which one? No, you have to choose one ahead of time.
Yeah, I didn't. From the pick feet. One, so, oh yes. Strength.
So it's strength.
Yeah.
So it's none.
So 2, 4, and plus your 1.
Yeah.
So that'd be 5 then.
Okay, 5 damage to the sword goblin.
Sword goblin.
Oh. I don't be thinking he's going to be walking on.
You've got him good in the gut. He's like kind of doubled over, stunned, drops his sword, but he doesn't look that beat up.
But he did drop his weapon?
He did drop his weapon. Stunning makes you drop your weapon.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
So, I'm helping you out.
Thank you.
Yes.
You can't hit anything.
Oh, let's say like you hit him in his sword arm and it just like makes it spasm. Yeah.
Nice. Oh.
Alright.
They're not Scottish, dude.
I have every accent. My character, Peter, has every accent. Right, okay. At least that's what you believe his name to be.
What was that one?
Are any of these accents going to be good?
No, okay. Not a single one.
Not a single one.
Not a single one.
Okay, whatevs.
So that's my turn. It's over to...
Awesome.
Club Goblin was already knocked out.
Yeah, Club Goblin.
Dothrall.
We're over to...
The
Gargos.
What are you rolling for?
The Spear Goblin in front of you looks... aft up to hell.
Kill him.
He's still on this one.
Knock his head off.
Yeah, please knock him off.
Adrian!
Right. 18.
What?
That's a hit.
What?
That's one. That's
slamming into
whatever
his melon.
Whatever he has to it, it's a hit. All right.
Knock his goblin melon in the next week.
All right.
So I think Entangle also pertains to damage rolls, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's 4 plus a d8. He's down. He is so down. He is so very, very down.
Don't be getting any of that green blood on the new threads.
You take a mighty swing at his head, and it looks like it just breaks his neck.
Nice. Dang.
And he collapses in a heap of agony.
That was that terrible Austrian rage power right there.
Austrian rage.
I got tired of missing.
Mr. Tinkle. I can see this orc warrior at level 15 running for governor of one of the locals.
He's not even just knocked out. He's dead.
Oh, shoot. You just killed
a guy.
Nice.
Tried it.
Nice. With a trident.
Stab the guy in the heart.
So yeah,
all of a sudden, Brick Tamlin runs.
Yeah.
Holding a grenade, just walking across.
Have you seen the second one yet?
So that guy is down. What are you gonna do now?
I guess I need to help out Styles.
You can still have your move.
5 foot step.
You can 5 foot step.
He can move.
But I mean, he doesn't.
But
even
then he
need
wouldn't
to
take the attack of.
Yeah,
opportunity. Of opportunity, right? Oh, no, sure. That dude already used his attack of opportunity on this guy, didn't he, when he got up from prone? Or was that last round?
He hasn't moved yet.
So
he hasn't had his turn yet, so he has, unless he has combat reflexes, he has not used his attack of opportunity.
Okay.
You can stand on his corpse if you want.
Do it!
Do it.
Teabag him!
Oh, God.
Nice. That's what I'd have done.
Just,
what do you mean?
Wouldn't have, but... Okay. Too late now.
Oh, well, if he moved... Oh, okay, never mind. It's too late now.
I was trying to be like 5 foot step.
It's too late now. If you'd have 5 foot stepped here...
Okay.
You'd have flanked him.
Well, again...
It's the first round.
It's your first time around, but...
Okay. But we're also kind of kicking goblin
flanking
ass
is
right
you
now.
Could draw a line.
Getting an angle is more better than
kind of like getting deep between
you. I was talking about flanking earlier. Flanking is when the opponent cannot possibly defend in both directions at the same time.
Right.
The way we figure that out practically is if I draw a line between you and your ally, and I cannot do that without drawing a line between the opponent's square...
Mm-hmm. Then you are flanking.
Yeah, okay.
So if you now I can quite easily.
Yeah,
that.
You can draw a line between you and Styles. Right. But if you were here and you drew a line between you and Styles, he'd have to go through the square that this dude is in.
Okay, so yeah.
Cool.
But anyway, that's your
turn. That's all good. And you can fix that next round, too.
No big worries.
Yeah.
All it's going to take is a 5 foot step.
My turn?
Yep.
I'm going to keep my bardic music going another round. Just to knock that up. Mark that off.
I don't know what that's gonna sound like, though. I could use.
Oh, you need to know what the music sounds
Styles
like.
Gonna freak out.
It's been going on the whole time.
Yeah. Theoretically, his flute he can somehow play with one hand. I guess.
And
he's also using the whip.
Yeah.
The performance doesn't have to be the flute.
Yeah.
That could just
be
something
dancing.
He signifies to start it. He can dance. He can sing.
He can chuck and jive.
In fact,
my hips don't lie.
He's pop locking and dropping it.
Yeah, I'm pop locking and dropping.
Lovely.
And Bram brings all the garbage
okay.
to the yard.
I'm right. still within 15 of knife, dude. Right?
Disarm that guy. He's
I'm
going to
go for my disarm again. Because the
he
dude
stabbed style
bad
like
four
times,
man.
So.
I kind of forget because of
an
the skeleton.
Eight,
right
you fail.
9, 10, yeah, I failed.
You can still move if you want.
I don't want to. I'm good where I'm at.
Alright.
Okay, then that's time for the goblins to move.
My bard is going to be a whole lot more effective outside of combat, I'm hoping, right. with knowledge rolls and such. But
nice.
So far, this has been a fun battle.
Nice guy. Bops over here and tries to slash it. Style.
Again.
These waves are mine.
He fails.
Alright.
All right. So he tries to take a swipe at you, but it doesn't work. Alright. next up is Swordman can't do anything. He's stunned. He's like looking all bewildered and grunting in pain.
Yeah, nice.
I'm going to try my damnedest to kill that guy.
You better.
Yeah, no, I'm just
we're still waiting on your animal to get here.
I know, right? I'll tell you. When everybody's dead,
he's
going to
get here.
Of a city.
He's going to get here perfect time to
well,
get crossbow.
Well, then he'll just
boy.
Eat the goblins and it'll work out.
Yeah, that's true.
Eat the dead goblins on the ground.
What are we going to do if it's like a freaking like rat? I can't do anything.
We'll pick him up and throw him at a goblin.
Improvised weapon.
Cool. All right, what's
well,
up?
It's nature's ally, not sewer's ally.
That's true.
Anyway, awesome. Anyway, so next up is crossbow.
Can we just call him crossbones?
No, that's too much respect for this dirty goblin.
This is
he takes another move action to reload his crossbow. And,
at the bard? Oh, man, that damn bard or goblin hates my guts. He hates my noise.
Well, you have flipped him off numerous times.
I have.
While, playing a flute.
He's been whipping his friends.
Fortunately for you, though, he misses pretty badly.
I don't even acknowledge he's even there.
He's over that
I don't even really look in his way.
We're just going to walk away
he's,
after. Like,
yeah, he's nothing
guys.
But, you know...
He's trash.
Right. A whiff in the wind.
That's him.
Like a squirrel
back
fart.
Back up to the top of the... lovely. Back up to the top of the order. And, Christian, you are up.
Boom!
Deucalion.
Styles, Deucalion.
I'm sorry.
Do it.
Well, Deucalion's going to go first. He's going to straight up try to attack this goblin that's stunned. Immediately.
Dinky's ass.
Get this orange.
Yeah, give that orange.
Let me. You got another one, right?
No. They have them all around. One of these black ones is mine.
Let me get one of those D20s.
I think this black one's mine. Somebody's got one of my black ones.
And you are not flanking.
Or not flanking?
No, you can't. Not from that. Not with the wall there.
The wall?
Yeah.
All right.
Do it, Deucalion.
Try it.
You're still in good shape, though.
Hit and do it. Six.
Damn it.
Man. I can't blow this flute any damn harder.
Jeez. Alright, so Styles is here. This is the goblin here, right?
Yeah, he can just attack him, man.
Yeah, just attack him.
Attack him.
Full round?
beat his ass.
You can full round if you want.
Full round him.
Take three strikes. You would take a negative two on all your attack rolls.
You get to roll 3 20s.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
You don't have to roll them all at the same time, but you can.
You can roll the first one. Let me know. Because it's two different types of attacks.
Yeah, there's
one's a bite, two are claws. The bite's more damage, so roll that one.
So just roll the bite first. Roll one first.
Bite. Yeah.
I'm going to roll this one.
Do it.
I'm going to roll this one for the bite.
Right. Just do it. Roll that one first.
Roll first.
20!
Oh, you crit! Roll another. Let's see if you crit.
Roll another.
Roll a confirm.
You threat.
Confirm.
When you hit a 20, that means you might hit him really hard.
You are going to hit him.
Hit him again.
You are going to hit him.
Roll it.
Taking a different
Roll it, man. 18!
You have crit him with your bite. Let's see. I guess go ahead and see how much damage that did.
Yeah, because you may not need those other ones, man. And then you could take your move after
that. No. It's a d4 for a bet.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Do it. Four!
Plus two from your strength modifier, plus one from the... So 7 times 2 is 14. This goblin is down.
From a bite.
Man, that badger.
But Styles is tired of taking shit from this knife-wielding goblin, so he just lunges at his throat and chews out his jugular.
That's one mean little animal.
I think you should just keep full round and just keep chewing on
it. Honey badger don't care. Honey badger don't give a shit.
So now he can move. That was only his one action, right?
Well, he's full rounding, you already said.
So he's still gnawing away.
Let's
assume that his two claws are the coup de grace-ing and this thing's down. You can take a 5-foot step if you want.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who else is left? While it's on the ground,
you get to move.
You rake at its head and like its brain just spill out to the side.
I mean, honestly, you might...
Styles is red.
If Styles... I would move towards the direction of... Deucalion, if I were you, because apparently Deucalion can't hit
for anything.
Well, don't forget crossbow boy.
Yeah, but see, I'm saying, we got our half orc friend here who can just charge towards crossbow, dude.
Yeah.
And
so I can
then I could move.
You can move 5 feet in any direction you want.
Yeah, so one
this
one
not here obviously because
and then you get a turn with this Joker too with your other guy.
No, we missed.
Oh, did you? Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
And he missed. Yeah.
That's right.
For like the third time.
It's so forgettable.
I know. Thanks. So just one square
one
that way?
5-foot
one
space.
One square in any direction you damn well please.
Well, do you need me to get out of your way?
No, you're fine,
you
dude.
Can move around.
You're fine, dude. I'm going to take cover.
All right. He's down. Next up is Dafla.
Dothla.
Alright,
show these. We've got these goblins on their heels.
Alright, I'm gonna just attack this goblin since he can't hit it and get some damage maybe going on it. And in fact, I'm gonna flurry of blows again.
Yes.
Alright.
Punch through his goblin brain. 7.
That's a miss.
Second one. 20.
Crit? Confirm? Let's see.
Convert that! Convert it!
Oh god. 3.
No conversion.
You don't confirm, but you do hit it.
Yeah, so...
So D8 plus D8 stuff.
Plus
3, I think, right?
Yep. So, 4.
Alright, he looks more injured than he did a second ago, but he's still in decent fighting shape.
Styles is on his way.
Oh, I am.
Fuck him up, yo! Fuck him up!
Yes.
What you on right now?
None.
Oh, man,
I
thought you
were awesome. Alright, so then that takes it over to...
That takes it over to...
Me.
Gargos!
You need to rush that
Crawford dude needs to be taken out.
You could get here and hit him.
Flank of the...
You could get here and hit him.
I don't think I've been adding your weapon. You can't move that far, you're entangled.
Oh, that's right.
Well, just start moving towards him anyway, and I mean... Hopefully
you can take an action to try and break yourself free from the entanglement if you want.
Yeah.
But then
you'd only get to move this round. You wouldn't get to attack, too.
But, I mean, at the same time...
He can't attack anyone anyway.
Yeah, he wouldn't be in range to attack.
You wouldn't be able to attack either way. He's right.
So just break free of that entangle, or try to, at least.
That's a strength check.
Strength check, yeah.
And you got a high strength, man. That's going to be...
You're almost certainly succeed, but go for it.
Roll a 20. Yep.
Maybe not.
11.
Plus your strength is...
You're
good.
Yeah. Okay, I'm out.
You're free of the vine.
Now you can move at your full speed, so you can get to him to hit him next turn.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah. That'll work.
So you're going to move just straight ahead, is what you're thinking?
Yeah,
I want to move straight ahead.
Right here?
Yeah.
There.
Just
oh, okay.
There, I like it.
Nice. Like no, that's perfect.
Like to face his target.
Yeah.
Like right. To look at my prey before I kill it.
You're up.
I'll move and hide, take cover from the homeboy.
Yeah.
Still,
I thought
doing
you were
my thing. I'm up to five.
Ignoring him.
I'm up to five rounds on there, so I'm still good. I'm going to keep it going this round, and I'm done. I'm hiding.
Okay.
Right. Taking cover from... I mean, this is cover, right? I could take cover from...
Certainly.
Okay, great.
All right. Okay, so next up is...
You haven't beat me, goblin. Playing smart.
The goblin, he's no longer stunned. He, he is tired of getting stabbed and punched by you.
So yeah, I mean,
he's going to try to get. He's going to try and run from you guys.
All right.
That provokes attack of opportunities from seven. That provokes attack of opportunities from both.
All right. 19 plus
you hit.
Yeah.
Christian. You 16. Hit!
So you finally hit as he tries to run away. You're like, I got it!
I got him!
Alright, roll damage.
He has to turn his back for you to kill him.
You don't need 2d4 for damage?
Oh, my bad. Yeah, I need 2.
6.
And 6.
He is very, very down.
Yep. Alright then.
Down! I don't like attack when somebody's attacking with me.
Yeah, you're only like, wait, I promise I got it!
He's very, very, very.
We got one with the crossbow, mates. Let's take him out.
Alright. Crossbow guy. I'm already damn worried. And he's going to try to bolt.
Mm-hmm. Don't let him get away.
As he turns around to try and run from you, he provokes an attack of opportunity from you, Gargos.
Gargos. Don't be letting him get away, Gargos.
I'm not going to do
roll that.
That,
roll that.
What kind of weapon do you have?
A hammer.
You got a hammer.
I'm on
his hammer his brains out of his skull.
You better meow-meow that guy.
Yeah, meow-meow him. Meow-meow.
18.
That is very much a hit.
Woot, woot. Roll the damage on that one. We're going to own him.
Crush him.
Seven. He's four. Down.
Yeah. All right.
Nope.
Yeah, I like it. He turned around and...
That was excellent. I'm finishing these
with
off.
Your mighty right. Hammer, you reach above his head and you make a smiting gesture and you crush his skull. Yes. The goblins are dead.
Alright.
Now my animal shows up.
roll a perception check.
Perception.
All of us?
Sure. You are too busy reveling 15. In your victory to care much of anything about the outside world.
Pretty much.
15,
I got two. 18. I killed two.
You can't really hear anything.
Yeah. He's that far away.
Okay, right of combat.
Alright.
Awesome. Peter's going to search these bodies and want some answers.
Or money.
Okay. Perception checks on each body you search.
How many bodies? I'm gonna search.
Well, okay, I'm assuming you're just like rifle, like turning.
Well, I'm gonna take forever. I'll take as long as I need to.
I wanna search.
Okay, take 20. Whenever you're outside of combat time, you can put up a take 20, which is if theoretically it's you roll the die 20 times and you get every result.
Yeah.
So
you just. It's like you have forever to work on whatever you happen to be working on.
Mm-hmm.
So eventually you'll get it perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's essentially you invest 2 minutes of time, and you do it as well as you possibly can.
That's what I'm doing for all the bodies, unless there's some already taken.
Yeah, I kind of want to search the one that's right by me.
Definitely.
Oh, but also worth mentioning, you cannot take 20 on things that can go catastrophically wrong. Okay. For instance, using a magical device, if you suck at that, it will blow up in your face.
I'm done.
You can't take 20
out of here.
Okay.
Flip the table.
Either way, so, you guys don't really find anything of any particular use.
No clues as to where these guys came from?
There were weapons on all of them.
There was weapons.
Nothing where, that I'm really
interested in. You guys picked up a crossbow, a knife, a spear, a short sword, and a, club.
I'm gonna examine those items.
The club is, like, worth nothing, by the way.
Yeah, I'm gonna examine the items just to see if there's anything special about them, either magically or otherwise.
How are you going to do that?
With whatever skill check is appropriate.
Well, I'm just. Oh wait, never mind. Barnes, you have to check matter.
Oh, you want me to use the spell?
If you want to see if it's magical.
I'll do that. I'll do that then. Yes, I'll cast Detect Magic on these things to see if there's nothing any magical. Magic, okay.
Oh, they are also wearing leather armor, but it's all a size category too small for any of them.
Yeah, okay. I mean, they're goblins.
Yeah. So no evidence at all of any identifying marks on the goblins that said maybe a clan or anything? Tell me if I'm going, you know, above and beyond what my character would otherwise know.
The goblin, the one who was wielding a sword, who was the one who seemed to be their leader.
Okay.
He had a tattoo on his shoulder blade that in black that looked like a dog's head.
All right, geeks and gamers, that's it for this episode of Outright Gaming, a Pathfinder podcast. We hope you enjoyed the show. Our group of adventurers reached the end of their very first combat encounter. We hope you're getting a pretty good feel about how the early level combat mechanics work within the Pathfinder system. I know the noobs sitting around our table certainly are. In the next episode or two, we'll be transitioning away from combat and more towards traditional role-playing talkie-talkie, so definitely stay tuned for that. If you're looking to get your own role-playing game started, definitely check out your local comic book or gaming store. Always games going on there, and they're always happy to oblige. As always, like, share, comment on our posts and our casts. Let us know how we're doing. Let your friends know about the show. We could always use the feedback and try to make the show better for you. If you please check out OutrightGeekery.com. That is our geek hub for everything we do. This cast, a couple other podcasts, lots of videos, and tons of other geek-related content you don't want to miss out on. We'd love to have you as a member of that community. That's about it, guys. Until next time, enjoy the game.